Good evening. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM or KGVM.org online. It's time tonight for the local musician spotlight. And I'm in the KGVM studios tonight. We're not out at the Tune Factory. And Ella Cole's here with me.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
It's I always say this, and it's always true. I contacted Ella kind of just about at the last minute, maybe the next to the last minute. And she graciously agreed to make some time in her schedule to come in tonight. So, so yeah, it was like just to start out with, you've been playing music for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been writing music since I was in the fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've come a little way since then. Hopefully.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking earlier, and I. Of course, didn't get my act together to actually go and look up exactly when, but I think the first time I saw you was in maybe 2018 or 2019. You played a couple of songs at a Maya Wynn show at the Filler, and I was impressed. But I think you've definitely made some strides since then.
Yeah, so, I like to think so too. Yeah, go ahead.
And you've been doing like playing a fair number of solo shows out now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this summer I decided to make the jump and go full time with music, or attempt to, and so I've just been making my way through the bars in Bozeman, playing solo and stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And are you finding that you have a fair amount of places, options for where to play?
Yeah, I think I do have options. My music is a little bit different from a lot of the music that they might want in bars. It's a little more mellow and sleepy and all that. So, but I think I do have some good options. So,
are any of the do the coffee shops still do shows once in a while? Or?
Every once in a while, I haven't played at a ton of coffee shops lately, but I've been playing at, like, you know, the Filler. I used to play at J&Co and the Tap Room and some other places, you know, house shows.
So. Yeah. So, and you're also singing with Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been super fun. My best friend and I are the background singers in the Jerry Garcia cover band, Roadrunner, and I've really been enjoying playing with them and singing with them with the full band and all that.
Yeah, it's a. I've seen a couple of shows I think that you guys have been singing in, and it's always fun. It's a. So is the opportunity to kind of switch directions and go do that, as you know, pretty significantly different from what you'd be doing in your solo songs.
Yeah, it's pretty different. It feels more like more relaxed because the background singing isn't a whole lot of work, and it's more just for fun.
Yeah.
And it's my own music and my own writing and everything is very different, like state of mind, I think. And the performing too is very different, but they both come from, you know, love of music.
Yeah. So does it feel kind of good to get a chance to do that, switch directions once in a while and just kind of do something different?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. And we tend to, I don't know, I like, getting the chance to be on stage and groove rather than like getting on stage and, you know, pouring my soul out in a different way.
Some of your solo songs are pretty intense and introspective, right? So I imagine that's not that I know any of this, I just imagine that I might have an inkling, but it just seems to me like it must take a fair amount of energy, like mental energy, to just be able to put that out there, you know, kind of some introspective personal things kind of. And
yeah, I think it does get kind of tiring sometimes, especially in bars where you wouldn't normally expect to hear my music, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do my best to like keep it fresh, like every song have the same amount of emotion each time, even though maybe the environment isn't so receptive to it, but also like adjusting to each room and each audience.
Yeah.
So yeah, very different.
How do you cope with it if you're up there, you're pouring yourself out in these songs and you're playing in a bar where sometimes people are more interested in talking about everything else than paying any attention. How do you cope with that or deal with that?
I think I just kind of go a little bit more inward and play as if I'm, playing in my room.
Yeah.
Which I love doing, and it kind of makes it easier. And then sometimes I'll like open my eyes and see a few people or stop talking sometimes, and that's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
But in terms of coping with it, I don't know. I have a whole range of emotions after shows, depending on how things are, and I think that's just it's thickening my skin kind of a little bit. But usually I just try to go a little bit more inward, so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's fair. If they're going to ignore you, just ignore them.
Yeah.
You just happen to be in the same place, I guess, at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny.
Sometimes I just don't understand. But the thing I really don't understand is, like, if you go to a show where you paid a lot of money for a ticket, mm-hmm. and then people are in there just not paying any, they're just back there chatting. And I'm like, you could have saved $40 or $50 and just stayed at your house. And people are hard to understand sometimes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is super fun when you capture people's attention in any way. And yeah, it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Getting the connection and kind of the feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. Feedback and, yeah, you can all, it's like synergy between the audience and the player. Like,
yeah.
They make me play better when they listen.
If people are actively engaged, does it change the music, like the way that you play and present differently?
I think it really does. I think it, like, I don't know, it just opens me up to like exploring things that I wouldn't normally explore in the song, rather than kind of the default, like what I have in my hands, my voice. I really love, it's a really good feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but it's really nice.
Yeah. Well, I wonder maybe if you want to play some songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll start with one. I like exploring different tunings, and this is in funky tuning. Thank you.
wave your arms to capture me in tune.
Let me just retune real quick. Do another funky tuning.
Tunings are sort of like Lay's potato chips. Crunch all you want, they'll make more.
Yeah. It's just infinity.
Yeah.
I like to organize the tunings so that they lead from one to another, but sometimes it's hard. Yeah.
Surprises me. Ella's got this, it's a Taylor, I think a GS Mini, and it's amazing how much like bass sound that little of a guitar has.
Horizon. Can you see there? There in the end, on the mountaintop, holding your hand with eyes like mine, rock and twine.
That was a pretty song.
Thank you. I wrote that one this summer.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Madison Cunningham this year, and she also plays with a lot of tunings, and she had a bit where she's like, I have this guitar tech, and she just sucks. And then she's like, yeah, she just can't get it right, and she's just tuning, and it was her, she was the guitar tech.
The alter ego.
Yeah. The next one I'm going to play is from an album that I released probably around the time that you saw me the first time.
I think I got a copy at the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Portuguese song. If this is your home, the greatest tragedy could be living alone. Breather, you're a kind of version of me, and with childlike entities, cover the sea with silence to reach my door, and knowing it's there to stay. So what's left to say? So then we can see what's golden, take it upon yourself. Speak as a love of something with silence to reach my door. And knowing it's there to stay. So what's left to say? Para chegar à minha porta, a saber que está lá para ficar, e o que há para dizer, para contar, e o que há para desfazer.
How did you come to write a Portuguese song?
I spent my junior year of high school in Portugal. In a tiny village. Nobody spoke English. And so I had to learn Portuguese. And then when I came back home, I was feeling a little influenced by something.
Yeah, I could see how that might do it.
So, yeah, I want to write more music in Portuguese, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty language. So.
It's very musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Portuguese from Portugal sounds less musical than Portuguese from Brazil, but it's still pretty musical.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I think at least one of the times I saw you play, you also play keyboards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you write music, do you usually write it with the guitar or with keyboards or some of each?
I started writing music on piano. I didn't know guitar until much later in my life at that point, but I used to write mostly on piano, and my music on the piano used to be very like the right hand would match my melody and my voice until somebody told me that I can just play chords in my right hand, which I do now when I write on the piano. But I want to get back into writing more on piano now. But
yeah.
These days I'm really excited about guitar.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some of your more recent compositions, you write them on guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. I'm not really. So how much of a difference does that make on the song as you're writing it, like which instrument you're using?
I don't know. I think maybe it's because I don't know what I'm doing so much on the guitar as much as I know the piano, that it feels a little more creative sometimes. Like I'm just like a search and pick kind of scenario. But the piano is very rhythmically different. I don't know. I think on both guitar and piano, I keep to very similar rhythms. But sometimes on guitar, both, they seem like pretty fun to explore different rhythms. And
I would guess that might help, like, the instrument that you're not quite as familiar with, that also means that there's probably a little bit less of a temptation to kind of fall into familiar patterns and familiar phrasings and stuff. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes you explore a little out of necessity, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I don't know the names of the chords, but if I can find what I want to hear, then it can turn out to sound like how I would want it to sound, even if I knew. But if I knew everything I was doing, then maybe it would be less intuitive and more like, I know the math of this would be perfect.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So you've got the LP that you recorded,
mm-hmm.
and have you recorded any other?
No, music? Not yet. I sang on my friend Taylor Burlidge's album. So if you hear a lady voice, that's my voice.
Nice.
And I really like how that turned out. But right now I'm trying to either record my own album next or save up some money to have somebody else record me.
Yeah.
So I can stop procrastinating and just get an album out. Yeah, a full one with newer songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have probably more than an album's worth of songs.
I think so.
Lined up.
Yeah, the last album was recorded when I was 18, and it was songs that I'd written in my teenage years. So I'm almost 24 now, and I think I've evolved.
Yeah.
And I want to show that to
kind of
people.
A new. Yeah. Another one of those people are funny things. Some artists, they do that as they mature, or not even necessarily mature, but just as time goes by, things change. And, your interests change. You learn some new things that you can try out, or, your interests shift. And sometimes audiences
are not happy about
exactly
that.
Exactly. It's kind of funny. I I always talk about that around here with like bands and stuff. It mm-hmm. seems like the things that people gravitate toward almost the most are cover bands. And, mm-hmm. and you know, when bands play covers, everybody kind of perks up and, yeah. and it's like, and I think that's just so true. And like, I'm a pretty big fan of The Who. And so, I, you mm-hmm. know, I've seen them a few times, and the time that I thought was the best was when they had just put out a new album and they played all of these new songs. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And
yeah.
you kind of look around, everybody's like, what is this? I want to hear Who Are You yeah. again. But I, you know, I think some people do like that. And I, you know, I think it's great to see that evolution. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, here's some, you know, sometimes just very, just the feel of things is very different. And
yeah.
So you kind of expect that you're, when you get a new album going, it'll be, you'll yeah. feel quite a bit different.
Yeah, I think, I hope that the production will be different too. And obviously what I'm writing is different. And I don't know, I think it's kind of in the same field of what I used to do, but
yeah,
maybe a little more funky.
Yeah, it's not gonna, you're not all of a sudden going to be screaming death metal or anything like that.
I mean, who knows what the future holds. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The likelihood of that's not too high.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool. Maybe I can play another one from when I wrote when I was like 15, and then another one that I wrote this year, and then you can see the difference.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. If you want to.
Yeah.
This time of year is pretty, well, maybe not the worst, the least guitar-friendly time of year, but getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there. Okay. To a song, all of this, following mother's love, telling their tales until they may flee, fall from their high, far as can see. We won't sing for a while, return with a voice in a smile. To a song, all of this. For-
was love telling their tales until they may flee far from their high. Far as can see, we won't sing for our return with a voice and a smile. Traveled like a pack, courage through the back of it, and we rolled onward. Drew my roots through the clouds, so then I didn't have to fight it through.
Maybe some
a little bit different
progression in the songwriting. I was thinking a few different things. Your vocal in that last one seemed like maybe a little bit more of a kind of a jazz influenced delivery.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's working. It definitely sounded a little bit, reminded me a little bit more of that, like the way some of the jazz vocalists would deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wanna do more of that stuff. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight. I'm your host Bob Wall. I'm in the KGVM studios with Ella Cole and listening to some great music. These are all your originals.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
how frequently do songs come? Like,
I would say. They come in, depending on the time of life, but like this year, I've just been writing. I can't stop. but sometimes I'll go like months without writing anything. And but I try to play every day and see what happens.
So the increased output this year, was that like a conscious decision or it just happened?
I think it just happened. I think like my songwriting is very tied to my emotional world, and you know, sometimes when I'm happier or when I'm less happy, I have more to write about, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. When life is more interesting, I'm writing more, I guess.
Yeah. So like wider swings of emotion in any direction, mm-hmm. kind of are more song generators?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, all sorts of things.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, it's certainly an interesting time in which we live. I don't know. I'm not really sure how that might impact on things.
Yeah. It's not stopping anytime soon now.
Yeah.
But I think that's fair to say for a lot of musicians too, maybe.
Yeah.
We're all very emotionally driven.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It seems like I know people that I talk to through and after COVID, I mean, the impact of that was like different for, you know, very different for a lot of different people. But I think a fair number of songwriters, I think it was a driver mm-hmm. of, you know, and did you find it to be the case?
I think during COVID, I was living alone, and I wrote a lot then as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was more or less than what I would normally do. I think I'm already a pretty introverted person, so I was already spending a lot of time alone.
Yeah, that wasn't a huge change. I was kind of the same way. I was like, it wasn't as much of a hardship for me to be locked up in the house as it was for some people. I know that for sure.
So. Yeah, and I wasn't performing or anything at that time, so
yeah,
wasn't a big deal breaker for my careers
right
at that time.
So now like when you're out performing, is that something that you look forward to,
like performing?
Yeah
I think I have a touch of stage fright, but I get super excited, and I like you know, just the thrill of of getting ready to perform. But and also trying to, it helps my learning curve a lot. Like I think knowing I have a big gig coming up helps me practice a lot to try to improve or get new songs ready to mm-hmm. share. And it's a bit of work.
So if things did happen that like made you curtail your performance at this point, it would be more of a downer than it maybe was in the past.
I think it would be a bit of a bummer.
Harder.
I like sharing music, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you want to
play another one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So love.
listened all around. There's a gaze to fade it out, an attempt to be effortless in nothing but time. Long was the
that a newer song?
That one's like a few years old. Yeah. But yeah. It's like kind of an apocalypse song. I don't know. I can play another one. Yeah.
Place yourself here between my feet. I'll catch you where you fall, my darling girl. Your drunken smile, it soothes us all for a while. Cosmos caught us here, and I the fear.
This one is the title track of the EP, called Willow.
Just think, after you release your next album and you're rich and famous, you can have
a million guitars,
a rack of guitars, and a guitar tech to pick the right one out for each tuning.
It's my dream. Just too soon they'd see it underneath that broken tree, with the smoke from above. For that light they'd say it's always there, to forsake, to take your solemn stare. Where all is gone, it all follows on to somewhere we can go to roam. Brick by brick, step two to the left, hear them ringing at the phone. Tell me we're headed home, to remind me and see it as it were, to be calm out of the center of the storm. I have never break down our bones so huge.
Has the way that you play that on the guitar changed since you originally recorded it? Or?
I think a little bit. That one has... Oh, I really love performing that one. I think it's my favorite one to perform.
Yeah.
But I think the guitar doesn't change so much as my singing, I think, has changed a bit.
Yeah.
Because... You can only sing the same thing over and over and over again.
So many times.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I think we've got time for another one, if you got...
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, you've said you might be interested in getting a band together to play mm-hmm. some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think if you did, would you do a band recording for your next album, or do you think that would be solo still?
I don't know. I think the next album, I kind of want it to be solo with maybe a cellist and maybe like some... funky ambiance, like little light drums or something. Yeah. But I think I want to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, then once I get a band going, then who knows? I think it'll be a completely different thing.
Yeah.
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 I think having other instruments really changes everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to see. I think sometimes I'm produced with like artists that write things solo and then when they start playing with a band and then see how songs maybe get rearranged and adapted and stuff for a band setting is sometimes that can be really fun.
I think it's going to be really, really fun. So
yeah,
I'm super excited to find a band.
Yeah. It's a, I mean, you know, the 99% of the problem around here is if you wanted a drummer.
Yeah.
And a bass player is probably not all that much easier to find.
But. Yeah, true. I think a drummer, well, I know some people. I think it's going to come together soon enough. But
yeah.
Yeah, just have to put the effort in.
Yeah. And you'd maybe like to have it recorded somewhere if you got the funding for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just got to find who I want to record if I'm not going to do it myself.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in, and thanks everybody for tuning in.